Today's daf is Psachim Daf Yud Ches, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis Iboilu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Manuela Bas Chana, and Avram Ben Shanaz. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So the sugya continues to be Halach Leisov Tumah V'Tahaira, specifically the halacha of Tumas Mashkin. The Gemara on the top of Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph brought a braisa. Rab Meir, Rab Elaza, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, and Rab Shimon. The Gedoyle Atanaim discussed whether the idea that Mashkin, a beverage, a liquid, can become Tameh, is that true even mid-Oraisa? Or is that true only mid-Rabbanon? And what emerged from the braisa was that there are 3 shitas. Rameya's shita is that mashkin can become tameh midai raisa. However, it cannot transmit tomo. It cannot convey tomo. It cannot be metame something else midai raisa. That it can only do mid rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that not only can mashkin become tameh midai raisa, but mashkin has the ability to be metame midai raisa. Not just that, it could be metame everything midai raisa. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, they were the middle sheet. They agree that mashkin can become tame midai raisa. They agree that mashkin could even be metame midai raisa. However, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds lakol tame, that mashkin could be metame everything midai raisa, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon said not everything. It depends. Oichlin, it could be metame midai raisa. Kalim, however, it could only be metame midai rabbana. One thing emerged from the braisa is that Rab Meir and Rab Elazar and Rab Yehuda and Rab Yosi and Rab Shimon all hold that mashkin can become tameh midai raisa. The only question is, could it be metame? Rab Meir holds it can't be metame at all midai raisa. Rab Yehuda holds it could always be metame midai raisa. Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon says, oichlin, it could be metame midai raisa. Kalim, it cannot be metame midai raisa. Stating that in the course of learning Daf Tezayin and Daf Yudzayin, we saw that there was another shita in the Tanoim. It was the shita of Yosi ben Yoyezer Ish Tzreda, who, depending on whether you hold like Rav's understanding of what Yosi ben Yezer Shreda held, or you hold like Shmuel's understanding, could be Mashkin's ability to even become Tameh, let alone be Metama. But even its ability to become Tameh maybe is only Midrabbanan and not Midai Raisa. But we already discussed Yosi ben Yezer Shreda. That's not going to be the topic of today's daf. Today we're not going to get back into the sugya of Mashkin, the base mid b'chayim with a tes, or base mid b'chayim with a dalad, the special aloch of Mashkin in the base of Mikdash. Again, that we all discussed. Today's daf is going to focus on the braisa that the Gemara brought at the very beginning of the sugya. Specifically, the shitas of Rab Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon. So we're in the middle of a cheshbon, and the cheshbon that the Gemara was making was in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the way we have it in the Braisa holds, lakol tami. Mashkin could become tami midei raisa, mashkin could be metame midei raisa, and here's the punchline, lakol tami. It could be metame everything midei raisa. It could be metame oichlin, and it could also be metame kelim. The Gemara, however, asked a kasha, a stira in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda from a Mishnah in the 25th parak in Masechtas Kelim. And from that Mishnah, it seemed very, very clear that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Mashkin does not have the ability to be Metame Kelim, Midai Raisa. And the Gemara was so compelled by this question that the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chaza by Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say the Rabbi Yehuda was Chazer. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa that the Gemara brings in Psachim Tezayin and Aleph, and the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in the 25th parak in Masechtas Kelim don't stem, because in the braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds a kol tami mashkin could become tami midei raisa, it could be metame midei raisa, even kelim, meaning everything. And in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, you see Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin does not have the ability to be metame kelim midei raisa. So on that note, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin on the base, as the Gemara Iboy Eluhu, when Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the chazer by Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda was chazer from what he said in the braisa. What point of what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa on Daf Tezayin was he chayzer from? Mikelam Guda Hadarbe? Was he only chayzer from the fact that he said that Mashkin could be metame kelim midai raisa? But as it relates to being metama oichlin, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that it can be metama midai raisa. Or maybe he was chayzer legamri, meaning he holds Kira Meir, who holds that Mashkin can't be metami even Oichle Midaraisa. Meaning, all we saw from the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim was that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer, he holds that Mashkin can't be metami Kelim. We didn't see anything in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim about whether Mashkin can be metami Oichle. So the question then is, do we say Ein Lecha Boy Ela Chidushay? We know Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer on his halacha that Mashkin could be metame kelim, so on that we'll say chazal by Rabbi Yehuda. But as it relates to whether or not Mashkin could be metame oichlin, we have no hechrich from the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim to say he was chayzer. So maybe he wasn't chayzer. So it's going to come out then that Rabbi Yehuda holds Mashkin can be metame oichlin. He was never chayzer on that. It just can't be metame kelim. How would you? Or Mehechetesi say such a chiluk? That's Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Shita. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. He came around to raise Rabbi Shimon. Maybe no. Once you see that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer and he holds that Mashkin can't be metamek kelim, maybe he was chayzer legamri. In other words, maybe he holds like Rabbi Amrav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchok said, "Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah." The context over there was a parah, a regular parah, sheshasasa mechatas, who drank the mechatas. So this was the special water that was mixed together with the efer of the parah aduma that was sprinkled upon somebody that was tomei tomas meis. Now this water was at a premium. It was very expensive. The efer of the parah aduma was a very big deal. A parah, literally, someone's cow in his backyard came and drank the water. That's a bad thing. The question, however, is how does it impact now the laws of tomei v'tahir? Because we know, and this is one of the great paradoxes of all time, and that is that although the Efer of the Parah Aduma was Mitahir Tmeyim, it was also Mitahir Tahirim. In fact, the Gemara says that that's the Chukas HaTorah, that's the part of Parah Aduma that eluded the great minds of all time because they couldn't figure out, it doesn't make any sense. If it's Mitahir Tmeyim, how could it be Mitahir Tahirim? But the bottom line is the Efer of the Parah Aduma, this Mechatas, if a Tahir person comes in contact with this, he would actually become Tommy. So here's the question. A Parah went and it drank this Mechatas. So now you shechted the Parah. What's the halacha with the Basar? Now, a live animal, we didn't speak this out yet, can't become Tommy. Right? That's a Chiddush in Behemos. That's when whenever you talk about Tumah, you're talking about Adam, you're talking about Kalim, you're talking about Oichlin, you're talking about Mashki, you're never talking about a Behemoth. The reason is because of you, a live animal cannot become Tomei. So a Parah that drinks from the Mechatas that's still alive is certainly not Tomei, because a Behema is actually not Mekabel Tomei. The question is, once you shech the animal, Bisara, what's the halacha of the Basar? So the Chachamim in this Mishnah say, the Basar is going to be Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, Batlu B'meyah. It's not going to be Tomei. And the reason is, because what's the source of the Tomei? The Mechatas. Once the Mechatas is inside the body of the Parah, it's already Batlu. It doesn't have din of mechatas, and as a result, it has no ability to convey tuma. Okay, what's the Gemara's kash? Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking, right? If you get a tummy, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that when he was chayzer, that mashkin can't be metama only kelim, but as it relates to oichlin, he holds that mashkin really could be metama oichlin. So the question is, so why does Rabbi Yehuda hold in this Mishnah that don't worry about the basar, the basar is going to be tar? Why is the basar tahar? L'chura, the mechatas, which is a mashka, should be metama the basar, which is an oichl. But we need a knech. The Gemara continues, nehi the tumachamur alay metamu. I understand that the efer of the parah aduma, the mechatas, shouldn't have the ability to be metama the basar, the tumachamur. Tumachamur meaning the tumah that a person would get if he came in contact with the mechatas. Because Rabbi Yehuda could hold from today till tomorrow that mashkin has the ability to be metama oichlin. But at the end of the day, this isn't just mashkin. This is a question of mechatas, which has a special ability to convey toma. And that Rabbi Yehuda holds is not a problem because batul b'meyah. He holds once the parah drank it, it's not mechatas anymore. So the Gemara says, that's not my kasha. But the kasha is, toma kalamiyah nutamu. Why don't we say that at the very least, the mashkin should be metama the basar to makala? So there's a long Rashi that explains. What does it mean, to makala mi abaye? At the end of the day, even if the mechatas, once it's inside the body of the parah, is not considered mechatas, but it should be loy gara, says the Gemara, from any mashkin that's tame. Why? Because the mechatas, even if it's not mechatas, is a mashkin. And it's a mashkin that came in contact with the mechatas. Now, it never really came in contact with the Mechatas. It is the Mechatas, or it was the Mechatas. But Rashi says, how could the fact that this was once Mechatas be worse than had it come in contact with mechatas. Lashon Rashi, the ain negia gedayla mimasha he noigem batzman. Right, ain lacha negia gedayla mizil. So the point is that at very least, let the mashkin be considered mashkin tame, and let the mashka be metame the basa, not the tumachamura of mechatas. But at the end of the day, it should be mashkin that's tame. And if mashkin that's tame has the ability to be metame oichel, so why don't we say it's metame oichel? So lechur, we have a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that mashkin has the ability to be metame. So if that's the case, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold if the parah drink from the mechatos, that loch is the basar is going to be tar? The chachamim say basar tame. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that the basar is going to be tar. What's the kasha? Why is the basar tar? At the end of the day, and a chenami, you can't maybe have the special, unique tumah of mechatos. But let the mashkin be regular mashkin tmeim. Why? Because ein lecha negia gedayla mizu shehin noigim ba'atzman. So now you have mashkin that's tummy. If you have mashkin that's tummy, so let's say the mashkin that's tummy was now metama the basar, albeit a tumakala. I thought Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that mashkin has the ability to be metama. Now, one other knetch. That's pashit. Everybody holds mashkin has the ability to be metama midrabbanan. Right? The whole shayla of Rabbi Yehuda was, does it have the ability to be metama midei raisa, or does it have the ability to be metama midrabbanan? Everybody holds has the ability to be metama midrabbanan. So what's the kasha? So Rashi speaks out that if you would tell me that Thomas Mashkin's ability to be metama midrabbanan, so then I'll tell you a pashit answer. This is a milsa de leishchicha, if you think, and milsa de leishchicha legazer bei rabban. But the problem is, if Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that mashkin has the ability to be metama midei raisa, so then there's nothing to do with milsa de shchicha, milsa de leishchicha. So why don't we say it's metama? Oh, must be, because Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't have the ability to be metame at all. It doesn't have the ability to be metame kalim, and it doesn't have the ability to be metame eichlin. So this is a raya that chazal by Rabbi Yehuda, not only from what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Brice on the top of Tazayin and Aleph, that mashkin has the ability to be metame kalim, but he was chayzer even from the fact that he said that mashkin has the ability to be metame eichlin. Because again, if not, why don't we say Rabbi Yehuda should hold that the part that drank from the mechatas, its basa should be tameh, not the tumachamura of mechatas, but at the very least, the tumachala, the fact that it came in contact with mashkin, that's tameh. But the Gemara's taicha, says the Gemara, could be when Rabbi Yehuda said, batlu b'meyeh, what he meant to say was, my batlu b'meyeh, nami batlu mitumachamura. Aval tumachala mitamah. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree with that. Maybe he holds the basa is going to be tameh. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda never said the basar is going to be tar. Right? Look back at the Mishnah. Parish shoshas mechatas besara tame. Chamim are pretty straightforward. Basar is tame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer batel b'meyer. So what does it mean batel b'meyer? The Gemara assumes tar. Right? If the Chamim say tame and Rabbi Yehuda says anything other than tame, so obviously whatever he said, he means tar. And that's what batel b'meyer means. It means that it doesn't have the ability to convey tumah. So the Gemara says maybe not. Maybe it just means it doesn't have the ability to convey the tumah chamura. Maybe the tumah kala it does, because Rabbi Yehuda was never chayzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin midai raisa, therefore even though it's a milsa l'shchicha, still would have the ability to be metama, albeit tumah kala I chazer by Rabbi Yehuda. No, it was only chayzer because of what you saw in the Mishnah in Kalim. He was chayzer about its ability to be metama kalim, but as it relates to his ability to be metama basar, there maybe not. But the Gemara says there's one problem with this, because if that's the case, if you're going to tell me the Rabbi Yehuda when he said batel b'meyer agrees that really it's going to be tame, it's just not tame to mechamura. So what's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? And this is back in the envelope arithmetic. The Chachamim said tame. Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree, tame. However, tome kala, not tome chamura. Okay, so what then does the Chachamim obviously hold? That tame means even tome chamura. So mechal, the Tanakh HaMasava, tome chamura, nami metame. The Gemara says it's not mashva that way. Why not? Because ha-besara tame ketane. Because the lashon is that the besara is tame, which would seem to suggest only the basar of the animal's tame, but anything else that would come in contact with this mechatas now wouldn't be tame. The basar of the parah is tame, but anything else not. Efer of the parah aduma, the mechatas was metame everything. So if it's only basar that's tame, it sounds like even the chachamim who said tame, they didn't mean the tumah chamura. All they meant was the tumah kala. If that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda that argued held that it doesn't even have the tumah kala. So again, if that's the case, hajra raya hajra tashma l'duchte, we have a raya l'chura. The Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer l'gamri, but the Gemara says maybe not. Maybe you can say that when Rabbi Yehuda said batlu b'meyel, he meant that there's no tumah chamura. Maybe there really is a tumah kala because he was never chayzer from the fact that he holds that mashkin has the ability midday raisa to be metama oichlin. Aye, what are you going to do with the chachamim? Maybe there's no chachamim. What do you mean? There's a chachamim. There's two shitas in the Mishnah. So the Gemara pulls out its card, and that is cooler Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe really the whole brice is Rabbi Yehuda. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Parah that drinks from the mechatas, psara tameh. tam. Basar is tam. Hemet var mamurim tumakala. What does it mean? It's tam. It means tumakala. Aval tumachamura loy. But could be tumachamura now. Why? Shem Yehuda emir batal b'meya. As it relates to the tumachamura, for that you have the batal b'meya. The bottom line is you can't bring any raya's from this mishnah because at the very least you can always say chasure mechzur v'hachitani. So apparently this was not edited perfectly to the point where Amiram were comfortable saying a chasure mechzur v'hachitani. Hence. No raya from this halacha. Rav Ashi says, "Lo in batal me'ah legamri." Rav Ashi said, "I think batal me'ah means legamri anyways." And when Rabbi Yehuda said batal b'me'ah, it means there's no tumah chamura and it means there's no tumah kala. Do you have then a raya that Rabbi Yehuda shita is that mashkin doesn't have the ability to be metama oichlin midday raisa? No, could be mishum the havali mashkin ruach. At the end of the day, it's not a real mashkin. If you had a real mashkin, mamel, this is a real mashkin. What kind of mashkin is this? Yeah, if you have a cup of water, you have a real mashkin. So then the halach is maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds it could be metama. You want to know Rabbi Yehuda holds bata b'me'ah? Nothing to do with the brais and tazayin and alf. The brais and tazayin and alf is talking about where you have a good mashkin, something that's roi l'shtia, a caliph could drink. It's a mashka. What is this? This is mashka saruach. It was literally inside the digestive tract of an animal. So this is not called a mashka. It's not called a mashka. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not going to be tama again. Regardless of what teretz we work with, we have no raya from here as it relates to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is now going to shift its attention from the shita of Rabbi Yehuda to the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Again, there were three shitas in the Brais and Tezayin Amanat. The first shita was Rabbi Meir. Thomas Mashkin's Midei Raisa, Mashkin's ability to be Metamas Midrabban. The second shita was shita's Rabbi Yehuda, Lakol Tomei. What does Lakol Tomei mean? Thomas Mashkin's Dei Raisa, Mashkin's ability to be Metamas Midei Raisa. Stating that, now we know the rest of the story. Yud Zayin Amid Beis, that is Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. What was he Chayzer from? That's a discussion. The third shita is the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon and Oimrim, they said, Lo'oichlin t'meim l'kelem t'meim. Thomas Mashkin's day rice. Mashkin has an ability to be metame in the day rice, but not everything. Oichlin, it could be metame in the day rice. No? Kelem, it could only be metame midrabbanan. So we just have to go back and chazer over one point that we saw in the beginning of the sugya on Daf Tezayin, which is going to segue into the rest of the Daf. And that is, the Manda Omar that holds Tumas Mashkin is Deiraisa holds it's a Mefurish Apostle in the Torah. Right? This is interesting. Often when you find a Machloikis regarding a Din Deiraisa, so it boils down to Drushes. Here, the Manda Omar that holds Tumas Mashkin is Deiraisa holds Mefurish Apostle. Just be Mavis Edge. The mandama that holds Tumas Mashkin is a derabban, and obviously doesn't have such a pasuk. But either way, the mandama that holds Tumas Mashkin is deraisa, it's a mefurish pasuk. Where's this pasuk? It's in Parsha Shmini. The context over there is the unique tuma of Tumas Klicheres. A Klicheres is an earthenware keli. It's a keli, all kelim are makabel tuma. A Klicheres is also makabel tuma. However, the way a Klicheres is makabel tuma is very, very unique. The Torah says, V'chol Klicheres asheyipo mehem. This is Parsha Shmini. The context, the mehem, is the Shmoyne Shratzim. El toichoy, into the inside of the kli. The halach is, kol Hashem besoichoy. If there's anything inside the keli, yitma, that thing will be tameh. V'oysoy seshbayru. You can't be metara klicheres, you'll have to destroy. How does a klicheres become tameh? If something lands inside of it. Meaning if sheretz would touch the wall of the klicheres from the outside, it wouldn't be tameh. Kol Hashem besoichoy. If something falls inside, then it's going to be tummy. The pasuk then continues and says, again, you have a klicheres. Oh, sheretz just fell. El toichi. By the way, it doesn't even have to touch the floor of the klicheres. As long as it's in the avra of the klicheres, it already would be tummy. Okay, now what? If you're going to have oichel that's going to be inside this klicheres, the oichel is going to be tummy. Additionally, the chol mashke asheyishase. If you're going to have a mashke inside this klicheres, it's also going to be tame. How's it going to be tame? Because the klicheres just became tame. So the sheretz was metame the klicheres. Sheretz is the avatoma, it's the source of the toma. The klicheres is a rishon latoma. The oichel, or the mashke that's inside, now becomes a sheni latoma. But the bottom line is, it's a mefurish pasuk. You have a klicheres, ashiyipo mehem, what's mehem? Shmoyne shratzen, el toichoy, what's the halacha? Kol hashev esoicha yitma. And then the Torah gives two examples of what that means. Number one, we call a oichel ashey yachel. Okay, if there's any oichel inside, the oichel now is going to become tamei sheni latoma. The chol mashke ashey yishas. The same is true. If there's a mashke, the mashke is also going to be tamei. What kind of toma? Again, sheni latoma. So this is a mefurish pasuk. I mean, it's such a compelling piece of evidence that the man that holds Mashkin is the Rabbanon, Rav's understanding, and Yosi ben Yezer is straight. How are you going to read this pasuk? So the Gemara set up shat on the bottom of Tezayin. But now if the Gemara says the V'chol Mashkeh Sheyishaseh doesn't mean the Mashkeh is Tameh, but it means that an Oichel, in order for it to become Tameh, would require V'chol Mashkeh Sheyishaseh to first land on it, because there's a halacha that Oichel needs to be Mukhshel L'Kabel Tomeh before it's actually able to become Tameh. But again, that the Gemara discussed on Daf Tezayin Amidah. But regardless, the Makar to Tumas Mashkin Deiraisa, Lemanda Omar, Tumas Mashkin Deiraisa is a posik in the Torah. It's in the parasha of Gliches. Again, we're going to focus now on some Torah Shabbat. V'chol Mashke Ashe Yishase, V'chol Kli. Zok the Torah Yitma. On that note, Yosef Reb Shimon Oimrim, Lo Oichel Tmeim, the Kalim Toim. Tumas Mashkin's Dei Raisa. It has the ability to be Metam Oichel Medei Raisa. As it relates to being Metam Kalim, that's only Midrabban. Amr Rabba Barbachan, Amr Shlokish. Rabba Barbachan is sending the name of Rish Shlokish. Rabbi Yosef, Beshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Omro. The Makar to Rabbi Yosef. It's Rabbi Yosef and Reb Shimon, but Rish Shlokish was focusing on Rabbi Yosef. Same thing. But Rabbi Yosef's halacha that he said that Oichlin could. That Mashkin could be Metama Oichlin Midai Raisa, it was Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Amra. It was based on something that he heard from his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. Now, just to be clear, Rabbi Akiva never said this halacha. The Gemara is not going to prove that Rabbi Akiva said it. Us, Rabbi Yossi was just being Oimer Dava B'Shem Oimrei and being Mevi Gulay. That's not what he was doing. It was based on a principle. He heard a Yesoid from his Rebbe. He heard Shir from Rabbi Akiva. And he took out from Rabbi Akiva a Yesoid. And based on the principle that he heard from Rabbi Akiva, he said this halach. What did Rabbi Akiva say? The Darish, Rabbi Akiva darshened the word Yitma as if it said Yitama. Notice when the Torah says, B'chol Mashka She Yishase, B'chol Kli Yitma, right? What should it really have said? Grammar. V'chol mashke ashe yishase b'chol kli tameh. Yitma? Right, yitma is a funny word. Tameh. Tameh means it's tameh. And that's what the point the pasuk is coming to say. So Rabbi Akiva in another place darshined the word yitma. Now he didn't darshan the word yitma, v'chol mashke ashe yishase b'chol kli yitma. He darshined the beginning of the same pasuk. Mikolo oichel ashe yachel ashe yavoy olav mayim yitma. There too it says yitma. Right, this is again the pasuk that's talking about the oichel and the mashkin that are inside the klicheris. When the sheretz falls in, they become tamei. So again, mikolo oichel ashe yachel ashe yavoy olav mayim yitma. V'chol mashke ashe yishase b'chol kli yitma. Rabbi Akiva darshan the yitma that it says in the context of oichel. Let's see, the time we learn to the Mishnah. Boy bayoy. What's boy bayoy? Boy Bayayim is the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari became Nasi. The Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna was removed from his Nasius. The Gemara on the bottom of Brachas Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Brachas Tav Chav Ches, Ayin Shom. But either way, on that day, Doresh, Rabbi Akiva said the following drash. It says, V'chol kli cheres ha sheyipol mehen v'goymer. And we need the goymer. The v'goymer is v'kolo oichol ha-sheyochel ha-sheyovoy olav mayim yitmo. So Rabbi Akiva said, Eino emir Tomei, it doesn't say the word Tomei, elo yitmo. Why did it say yitmo? To teach me yitame acherim. That this oichol has the ability to be metam. Yitma could also read as if it said Yitame. That's the Chiddush. And we look at it as if it was Yitame, and Yitame means that this Oichel would have the ability to be Metame. Now, if you think about this for a second, it's a little bit of a Chiddush. Why? Because with the Oichel we mentioned earlier is what number of Toma? It's a Sheni L'Toma. The Sheretz is the Avat Toma. It was Metame the Keli, which is a Rishon L'Toma. The Oichel was inside the Keli, so the Oichel now became the Sheni L'Toma. So, said Rabbi Akiva Lime, here's the Chiddush. Al Piko Sheni Sheoise Shlishi B'chulim. That a Sheni can make a Shlishi even Chulim, because the Pasuk isn't saying about Kacha Metruma. So, you see, you can have a Shlishi Chulim. We don't hold that way. You hold there's no such thing as a lacket, you have a shlishi of chulin. Shlishi has to be truma or kachim. Revi can only be kachim. No such thing as a chamishi. But Rabbi Akiva said that limeid, you see from this pasuk, yitma, that the oichel, which is a sheni l'toma, could be metama more chulin, that it can make a chulin into shlishi. Now, this is important just to speak out now, because it's going to be again the Hemshech of the Gemara. When Rabbi Akiva just said that a kika sheni can make a shlishi chulin, he was referring to mashka, not oichel. It can make mashka. Why? We'll see in the course of the Gemara. But only Mashka. Not Kalim, not Oichlin, Mashka, regardless. So Rabbi Akiva darshened the word Yitma. It doesn't say Tameh, it said Yitma. So what does Yitma teach me? It could be Metama. So says the Gemara. So Vahochechi darish. Okay, so what does this have to do with Rabbi Yossi's Halach? Again, Rabbi Yossi's Halach is that Tumas Mashkin is Deiraisa. Its ability to be Metama is Medeiraisa, but only its ability to be Metama Oichlin Medeiraisa. So Vahochechi darish. What did darshan over here? The same thing. It says, Chol Mashka Sheyishase, Bechol Kli Yitma. It
said not tame, it said yitmo. Letame tomas oichlin. So you see from here that it has the ability to be metame oichlin gaval. So said Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, in the name of Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, but focusing on Rabbi Yossi, who said that Mashkin has the ability to be metame midai raisi. Now we knew it. He knew it from Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva darshaned the word yitmo as if it meant yitame, even though it doesn't mean yitame. But yitmo as if it meant yitame. He just changed the nakudas. It was as if it said yitame to teach me his chiddush. What was his chiddush? That an oichel sheni could be metame, mashkin, chulin, and turn it into a shlishi. That was Rabbi Akiva's halacha. But if we darshan the word yitma as if it said yitame, then we have another drasha. Because just like it says yitma by the oichel that becomes tame from the klicheres, it says the same word by the mashkin. V'chol mashka she yishasa v'chol kli yitma. Also, you have a mefurish pasuk, the mashkin could be metame. What's the basis for it? Yitma, as if it said yitame. If yitma means tame, so you see mashkin could be tame. This is the makar, as we said in the introduction to this part of the daf, that tumas mashkin is deraisa. But if it doesn't just say yitma, it's really as if it said yitame. So not only do you have a makar that tumas mashkin is deraisa, you have a makar that mashkin's ability to be metame is also midairaisa. Good. What we still need to figure out is why only oichel? Because Rabbi Yossi's shita is that mashkin could be metama oichel midei rais. You have a makar yitma. It sounds like it could be metama everything. So how do we know that it's only oichel? You're going to tell me Rabbi Yossi's shita is from the word yitma. We learn from here that mashkin has the ability to be metama, but only oichel. Oh yeah, no, tama tumas mashkin. How do you know it's oichel? Maybe it's mashkin, or maybe it's both. Right? How do you know oichel? That's what we're trying to figure out. I'm not loikach haya. No, why not? What does that mean? You don't find anywhere something that's tame that should have the ability to be metame something like itself. So we saw earlier in the sugyur of chaninas kana kihanim that ain oichel metame oichlin, right? Such a concept. Ain mashkin metame mashkin. Ain kalim metame kalim. You don't have any concept, midai raisa, where something should have the ability to be metama something of the same kind. As a result, you can't be that when it says yitma, it means to be metama mashkin. Why not? Because we're dealing with Thomas Mashkin. And if we're dealing with Thomas Mashkin, Mashkin can't be metamema. Ravina said a different makom. Migufitakra nami lemotzes amet. You know it from the pasuk itself. It's pashut that when it says yitma, it doesn't mean it can be metamema mashkin. Why? Because if that's the case, yitma latama, migufitakra nami lemotzes amet, yitma latama Thomas Mashkin. These are the yitma to say for latama Thomas Mashkin. Because if you're going to tell me when it says chomashka she yishas bechol kli yitma means mashkin, if that's the case, yitma duration nami latama Thomas Mashkin. We know that the Yitma of the Reisha is also Tumas Mashkin. Right? We mentioned earlier that Rabbi Akiva's Joshua, which is the Reisha of the Pasuk, Mikola Oichel Ashe Yiyachel Ashe Yavay Olav Maim Yitma. What does Yitma mean? It means Mashkin. So, again, it's kedai to see this Pasuk in front of you. Mikola Oichel Ashe Yiyachel Ashe Yavay Olav Maim Yitma. V'chol Mashke She Yishasa B'chol Kli Yitma. A Reisha and a Sefer the Pasuk. The Reisha, Rabbi Akiva Darshan. The Sefer Reish Lakish said Rabbi Yossi was Darshan. What was Rabbi Akiva's drasha from the Reisha? Oichel sheni could be metama chulin mashkin. What's Rabbi Yossi's drasha from the Sefer? Mashkin could be metama oichlin midai raisa. What does yitma mean in the Reisha? Metama. But metama what? Mashkin. If yitma in the Sefer also means it could be metama mashkin, then really both yitmas mean the same thing. They both mean it could be metama. Not only Tame, but Yitame as well. And Mashkin. So if that's the case, why do I have to say the word Yitma twice? Now, Vinu, Vinichte, Vinu. Tare should put it together and written as follows. Without saying the word Yitma yet. V'chol Mashka, she yishose v'chol kli, Yitma, tre Yitma lomoli. Elo, must be Yitma de Reisha, v'tame Tomas Mashkin, Yitma de Seifa, v'tame Tomas Oichlin. So it can't be that the Yitma de Seifa is coming to tell me Tomas Mashkin. Because if that's the case, it would be the same as Yitma de Reisha. And then the Torah could have just said one Yitma to teach me that it's metame Thomas Mashkin. Must be the Yitma, the Reisha is talking about Thomas Mashkin, but the Yitma, the Sefer, is coming to tell me Thomas Leichlin. So again, where are we up to right now in the Cheshbon? Rabbi Yossi's Shita is Thomas Mashkin de Reisa. It could even be metame de Reisa. What could it be metame de Reisa? Oichlin. What can it not be metame? Everything that's not Oichlin. Mashkin, it can't be metame de Reisa. Kalim, it can't be metame midai rice either. That's what we're discussing in this sugi. So oichlin, yeah, not mashkin. Not good. How does Rabbi Yossi know mashkin can be metame? It says yitma, and he darshan yitma as if it said yitame. It's like Gemara, if yitma means yitame, you see a remez of the word oichlin. So far we just said that it can't mean mashkin. Meaning, we didn't prove that it's oichlin. But we just said it can't be mashkin. How do you know it can't be mashkin? The Gemara said two reasons. Number one, mashkin can't be betame mashkin, the same way oichlin can't be betame oichlin, kalim can't be betame oichlin. And kalim can't be betame kalim. Because one thing can't be betame the same of its kind. That's a fact. Additionally, it can't be mashkin, because if it meant mashkin, then ne'arvinu v'nichtavinu. Then it could have just said one yitma in the pasuk, because the first yitma means mashkin. So if the second yitma means rashin, then put it one. Okay, so but we still have to figure out how you know yitma means oichlin as opposed to Kalim. So the aim of the time is a Kalim. So the Gemara, maybe when it says Yitma means Kalim, so the Gemara, but laugh Kalvachaymer. No, it can't be Kalim. Now I know it can't be Kalim from a Kalvachaymer. Uma Kali Shematama Mashka, Ematama Kali. Madach the Kali. This Mashka that was in this, that we're talking about in this pasuk, how did it become Tameh? Through the Kali, right? We said the Mashka is a Sheni Latum. How did it become Tameh? Through a Kali. There was a Klicheres. A Sheres fell into the Klicheres. Toichai. The Klicheres became Tomei, became a Rishon L'Toma. It was Matama the Mashkin, and now this Mashkin is going in and being Matama. What would be if there was a Keli inside the Keli? Would the Keli have the ability to be Matama the Keli? No, we just said Kelim can't be Matama Keli. So the answer is no. So it says the Gemara, if that's the case, if the Keli, which is the Rishon L'Toma, the Keli, which is the source of the Mashkin's Toma, in this Pasuk can't be Matama Keli, so how could the Mashkin, which is only a derivative of the source of the Toma, be Metama Keli? The Mashkin got its Toma from the Keli, so it can't be better than the Keli. So if the Keli can't be Metama Keli, how could the Mashka be Metama Keli? Ma Keli she Metama Mashka. Ain't Metama Keli, Madach the Keli, which was Metama the Mashka, can't be Metama the Keli. Mashkin Haboy Machmas Keli. The Mashkin that got its Toma because of the Keli, ain't it Shlomo Metama the Keli? Certainly it can't be Metama the Keli, but the Gemara has a very good response. Yeah, that's true for this particular case. In this case, the Mashkin got its Tumah from the Keli. But what would be if the Mashkin got its Tumah in some other way? Maybe when is it true that the Mashkin doesn't have to do with the Metama Keli? That's if it got its Tumah Machmas Keli. Mashkin about Machmas Sheretz. What would be if Mashkin touched the Sheretz? Hochanami, the Metama Mashkin haba Machmas Sheretz. So you tell me over there, maybe it should be Metama. So says the Gemara, meaning the Kalvachomer is only of a Kal V'Chomer as it relates to this particular case. It's true, it's the case that the Torah is talking about. But once you see Mashkin has the ability to be Metama, you can apply it more broadly and more generally, as Rabbi Yossi did. Rabbi Yossi didn't say the only time Mashkin has the ability to be Metama Eichel Medeiraisa is when the Mashkin was in a Klicher. No, once you see the principle, this is how the Torah works. It's a Binyan Av, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash, Atayin Nidreshes Bem. So we know it could be Metama. So you'll tell me, in this particular case, it can't be Metama Kalim. Okay, but what about if Mashkin would come in contact with a Sheretz? Now you don't have your Kal V'Chomer anymore. There's no Kali in middle that can't be Metama Kalim, so that you should be able to say that the Mashkin can't be Metama Kalim either. So what about in that case? So the Gemara says like this. The Mashkin Haboy and Machmas Sheretz, because if it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Mashkin that touches a Sheretz could be Metama, the answer is no. How do you know it? You know it from a Kal V'Chomer in this case. It's even better than a Binyanav. Right, Madach, if Mashka would touch a Keli, which is a Rishon L'Toma, it would have the ability to be Metama. Mashkin above Machmas Sheretz, like Hoshkin. So certainly, if Mashkin would touch a Sheretz, it would be a Rishon L'Toma, it would have the ability to be Metama. But here's the point. It could be a Kal V'Chomer, it could be the greatest Kal V'Chomer of all time. But at the end of the day, all it is a Kal V'Chomer. And because all it is, I'm a first in the Torah anyway. The ability that Mashkin has to be Metama when it comes in contact with an Avat Toma, Shteit Nish B'Furish in the Torah. The Torah says Tomas Mashkin Medeiraisa in one place, if it even says it. And it's in Parsha Shmini, V'chol Mashka She'ishosa V'chol Kli Yitma, and the case is when Mashka touched the Keli that came in contact with a Sheretz. That's the only place it's Mefurish in the Torah. Anything else has to come out the Kal V'Chomer. Once you have to come out the Kal V'Chomer, you have to conform with the Klolim of Kal V'Chomer. And one of the Klolim of Kal V'Chomer is, Daya Lovim and Adin Lias Kenodin. At the end of the day, you can never learn more than the thing that you're learning from. And being that the thing that you're learning from is Sheni Latoma, and when the Mashkin is a Sheni Latoma, because it came in contact with a Keli, there's a Kal V'Chomer that says that it shouldn't be able to be Matama Kalim, because if the Kalim, which is the Rishon, can't be Metama Kalim, how could the Mashkin, which is the Sheni, which got it stolen from the Rishon, be Metama Kalim? So once that's the halacha in the case that's before us in the Torah, that has to be applied. Because once you have that, we know, Dayu Lavim and Adin, Leo is kin, nothing. So what's the bottom line? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Sheet and the Braisa was Thomas Mashkin's Deiraisa. Mashkin could be Metama the Deiraisa, not everything, but Mashkin could be Metama Midairaisa Oichlin. It cannot be Metama Mashkin, it cannot be Metama Kalim. How does Rabbi Yossi know that Mashkin could be Metama Midairaisa? Because he held like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. That when it says in the Torah, V'chol Mashkin Ashe Yishasa B'chol Kli Yitma, the Torah didn't say Tomei, the Torah said Yitma, L'rabois, that it even has the ability to be Matam. That was his makar that it could be Matam. Okay, how do you know Oichlin? Maybe also Mashkin? Maybe also Kalim? So the Gemara said Mashkin, it can't be for one of two reasons. Either because Mashkin can never be Matam of Mashkin, or because if it meant Mashkin, being the Yitma of the Reisha, Rabbi Akiva's Yitma meant Mashkin, so Narvinu v'nichtavinu. Okay, what about Kalim? As it relates to Kalim, it can't be because this Mashkin in the Pasuk certainly can't be Metama Kalim, because the Mashkin is only a Sheni, it got its Tumah from the Rishon, which was a Kali, and Kalim can never be Metama Kalim. So being that the Mashkin of this Pasuk can't be Metama Kalim, this is the only Makar to Tumas Mashkin Medairaisa, so any other Mashkin that's going to be Metama, even if it didn't get its Tumah through Kalim, it touched the Sheretz directly, is only being learned out from here, it's being learned out from Kal V'chaymer, Dai Lovim Adin Lias Kanadin. So we know that Mashkin is Tumah Medairaisa, we know it can be Metama, and we know that the only thing it can be Metama is Oichlin, not Mashkin, and not Kalim. Zokta Gemara weiter. We're not finished. Yitma Dereisha Hechidar. So now going back to Rabbi Akiva's Derasha. What was Rabbi Akiva's Derasha? Rabbi Akiva Darshan Dereisha of the Pasuk. Mikolo Eichel Ashe Yochel Ashe Yovel of Mayim Yitma. Again, what does that mean? You have a klicheres, a sheretz now fell into the toichoy of the cliche of the klicheres. Klicheres becomes a rishon l'toma. If there's oichol in the pasuk, this everybody agrees. Like the seif of the pasuk, chol mashke she yishasa, that's a shaila. Mashke de reisa, mashke de rabbanu. What the seif of the pasuk means. But when you mav a sedra, the first part of the pasuk is clear. Mikol oichol hashay yachol. There's no other way to learn this. Ache yovei olav mayim yitma is going to be tamei. Rabbi Kiva was bothered. Why did it say yitma? It should have said tamei. Said Rabbi Kiva, no, it's coming to teach me. It's coming to teach me that oichol, even though it's a sheni, could be metama, even chulin, and make it into a shlishi. So even though we know that you can't have chulin, that's a shlishi, but Rabbi Akiva held not that way. Rabbi Akiva held it could. How did he know that? He knew it from the word yitma. Now what we saw in Amud Aleph was that what did he mean when he said it could be metama? Not everything. It meant mashka, right? It meant mashka. So the Gemara is going to darshan now how Rabbi Akiva knew that it has to be mashka. Yitma dereisha hechi darish. So the Gemara says mikol oichel ashe yochel ashe yovel of my yitma. Yitame, it said Yitmo, not Tame, so we darshan as if it said Yitame. So what does that mean? Letame as a mashkin. It means it could be Metame, mashkin. So what we've been saying in Amud Aleph, this is where it's Mefurish in the Brice. After him, Letame as a mashkin, or Yena Letame as a keli. How do you know it means to be Metame, mashkin? Maybe it means to be Metame, keli. Now, why did the Gemara say maybe it means to be Metame, oichel? So posh it is because Oichel can't be metama oichel. Right? Just like the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, Mashke can't be metama mashke. Just like in the beginning of the Sugya, Reb Chinas Gan Academy, so oichel can't be metama oichel. So it's pashut. So the Gemara's not even discussing here at the onset of the Braisa oichel, simply because oichel can't be metama oichel. The question is, how do you know mashke? Maybe it's Kalim. So when it says, I'm with Kalvachim, I have another Kalvachim. Ma mashke she metama oichel, ain't a metama Kalim, madach mashke, which could be metama oichel, can't be metama Kalim. Oichel, she ain't a metama oichel. Einoy din shelo yitame keli. Mashka, the Gemara is assuming, if you hold tumas day rice, it's actually more chomer than oichel. Where do you see that mashka's tumas more chomer than oichel? Because mashka can be metama oichel, as opposed to oichel, which cannot be metama oichel. So if mashka, whose tumas more chomer than oichel, still can't be metama keli, so oichel, whose tum is less, certainly shouldn't be able to be metame keli. So then what does the pasuk mean when it says yitmo yitame? It means that it could be metame mashka. Mani mekayim yitmo letame as a mashkin. And then the braisa adds a knech. Shehin alulin lekabel tum. And why does it make sense that it should be metame mashka? Because mashka is very vulnerable in terms of its ability to be mekabel tum. The Gemara is going to explain. The reason it's vulnerable is because oichel needs to be huksha lekabel tum in order for it to become tame. Something has to happen. Nothing has to happen with mashka. So as a result, it's considered olo lekabel tum. So my ear, mashka mishum alul lekabel tum. Tepeglei mishum deleka midiachri. The Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Akiva need that? Why did the braisa need that knech? I thought we had it all worked out. Now we're trying to figure out what Rabbi Akiva holds. Oichel could be make into a shlishi, even when it's chulin. So we said it can't be oichel because oichel is not metama oichel. So it can't be keli, because you have a kal v'chomer. If mashkin can't be metame keli, then certainly oichel shouldn't be able to be metame keli. Okay, so you're done. So why does he need to say, oh, it could be metame mashke, because mashke is olo l'kal v'tumah. Let's say mashkin wasn't olo l'kal v'tumah. Yitma yitame would still mean that it could be metame mashke. Why? Because nothing else it can mean. I mean, by process of elimination, l'chura, there's nothing else it can mean. Mar says, hachikomer, it's not true. Because really, this kal v'chomer had a little bit of a percha. Why? Because what's the kal v'chomer? This is a gishmak. The kal v'chomer is that mashka is more chomer than oichel. Where do you see that? Because mashka could be metama oichel, as opposed to oichel, which can't be metama oichel. Ef shefakert, v'chitema oichel chomer, maybe oichel is more chomer. The metama mashka. Oichel could be metama mashka. Mashka can't be metama mashka. Oichel could be metama mashka, but not oichel. Mashka could be metama oichel, but not mashka. Okay, each one could be metama the other one. So how do you know mashka is more chama than oichel? Because mashka could be metama oichel. Maybe oichel is more chama than mashka. Because oichel could be metama mashka. That's what the Gemara was bavarni. So the Gemara said the fact that oichel could be metama mashka is not because oichel is more chama than mashka. It's just the opposite. It's because mashka is more chama than oichel. Mashka could be metama oichel as opposed to oichel because mashka is more chama than oichel. And oichel could be metama mashka as opposed to oichel because mashka is more chama. And because it's more chama, it's more vulnerable to be tame. Meaning mashka is more chama, that's why it could be metama oichel. And mashka is more chama, that's why it becomes tame easier. Says the mechatesi is a nice shtickle tire. Right, maybe fakert. Maybe oichel is more chomer, that's why it could be metama mashka. Maybe oichel is more chomer, that's why it could become tame through mashka. So that the Gemara said, I'll give you an objective piece of information that puts this to rest. And that is, ahu chomer de mashka, numishon de mashka na lulu lekabel tumah. You find that mashka is mo'ala lekabel tumah, and because mo'ala lekabel tumah, so it's mistaber that its ability to become tame through oichel is probably not because oichel is so chomer, but it's to the contrary. It's because mashkin is more chomer. But the bottom line is the Gemara just needed that knach that it's olo l'kabel tumah to prove objectively that mashka is more chomer than oichel. Once I know that mashka is more chomer than oichel, and I know mashka can't be metama kelim, so I know oichel can't be metama kelim. Oichel can't be metama oichel, that's for sure. It can't be metama kelim because I have a kabel chomer. Then you're right. By process of elimination, the only thing that can be metama is mashka. So mahi ali lasan. What makes mashke more vulnerable? We just spoke this out. Shemekabel tumah shaloi behechsher, because of the fact that it has the ability to be mekabel tumah shaloi behechsher. Bottom line is that we're darshening this pasuk in Parsha Shmini mekol oichel asheyochel asheyovel of mayim yitma v'chol mashke asheyishasa v'chol kli yitma. Rabbi Yekiva darshen the reish of the pasuk. Rabbi Yosi darshen the sefer of the pasuk. Rabbi Yekiva darshen from the reish of the pasuk that if you have an oichel sheni l'tumah, it can be metama mashkin chulin shlish l'tumah. That's not our sugya. Rav Yosi Darshan, the sefer of the pasuk, that if you have a mashkin, that's a sheni l'tumah. It can be metama oichlin, but only oichlin, not mashkin and not kalim. That very much is our sugya. Bottom line is that's the makar. And where does it come from? The Torah never said it could be metama. Torah said it could be tami. That's true. In the Yeshem Lemesiris, if you have nekudos and you know how to read the psukim, Torah never ever said that it could be metama. But the Torah used a word that it never uses. Instead of using the word tame, it used yitma. What does yitma mean? As if it said yitame. And had Rabbi Yosi know the darshan, that was what he took out of Rabbi Akiva. It's not the same halacha. That's not the same halacha. But the point of tame versus yitma and darshan yitma as if you said yitame, that's the point. At the end of the day, Zokta Gemara, it does say yitma. And although we're darshening yitame, but ein mekri yoytze midei pshuta, it means tame. So the Gemara says, is there anything else we can darshen from the word yitma? So the Gemara says, yeah, yitma teaches me the ein oysa kayoytze ba. From the word yitma, I learn the ein oysa kayoytze ba. Meaning, we've been saying throughout the cheshbin of the kal v'chomers in today's daf, that one thing that's tame can't be metama something of the same kind. So oichel can't be metama oichel, and mashka can't be metama mashka, and a keli can't be metama keli. How do I know that? I know this from the word yitma as well. From the fact that the Torah said yitma, I learned the ein oisa kayoitzaba, says the Gemara. Mehacha nafka? Is this the makom mehasam nafka? I thought we know from somewhere else. And the Maseres Hashas says, l'il, yudalad amal alaf. The Gemara brought this right in the beginning of the sugya of Reb Chanina Skanakayan, b'chivta mayim alzer, of enough in the meflas and olaf, tamehu, and we learn from there. So again, yeah, peiros. And then water came on the peiros. You were happy about it. Kiyutan, kiyite, right? You were happy about it. about it. And then a nevela of a sheretz landed on it. So what's the halacha? Tamehu. And we learn from it that it itself becomes tameh, but it can't make something like it tameh as well. It can't make something else like it. So what do you see from here? You see the halacha that oichel can't be metam oichel. So what do I need two psukim to teach me oichel can't be metam oichel? Straightforward question. Yitma, oichel can't be metam oichel. Mashkin can't be metam mashkin. Kalim can't be metam kalim. I know from the Chiyut Amayim Azer, whatever the drush is, but there's a drush in that pasuk that teaches me who Tameh, Nei Noisa Tumei Kayaitzeva. So what do I need two drushes for? Mar says, I'll tell you why. Chad b'mashkin haba machmas eretz, v'cham b'mashkin haba machmas keli. Because if our pasuk is talking about where the mashkin was a sheni l'tumah, the pasuk Chiyut Amayim Azer is talking about where the oichol was a rishon l'tumah. Maybe, had we only had our pasuk, I would think a sheni l'toma oichel can't make a shlishi into tameh. But maybe a rishin l'toma oichel could. Right? Maybe ein oichel matama oichel is only true if it's a sheni l'toma. Maybe it's not true if it's a rishin l'toma. Right? The parsha shmini was a sheni l'toma. Sheretz, klicheres, oichel, now the oichel's being metama. It's a sheni l'toma. So maybe over there ein oichel matama oichel. There yitma, whatever the drash is, it can't be matama vaita. Chutam ayim al zera, that's a very important halacha. That ein oichel matama oichel, even though the sheretz fell directly on the oichel, not sheretz, keli, oichel. No, sheretz, oichel. There it's a rishon l'toma. So the Gemara says, I need both, because shich diyesh, mina b'mashkin about machmas keli. Had I only had parashish mini, I would have told mishon b'loi chamiri. It's only a sheni l'toma. Avo b'mashkin about machmas sheretz l'chamiri. But in the case when it's a rishon l'toma, ima oysa toma ke yoytzba. Maybe it could be oysa toma ke yoytzba. But hashmi, okay. But hashmi b'mashkin about machmas sheretz. What's the obvious question? Just say, v'chiyut amai mazera, why do I need this pasuk? V'kolshkei mashkin about machmas keli. If you're going to tell me that a rishon l'toma oichel can't be metama oichel, then certainly a sheni l'toma oichel can't be metam. Oichel Gemara says, right, it's a good kal v'chaymer. However, we're learning Hilchos kal v'chaymer today. Milsa da'asi b'kal v'chaymer, tarich v'kasav l'kras. Sometimes something that I know from kal v'chaymer, the Torah writes anyways, and as a result, right, kal v'chaymer is not mefurish in the Torah. Hekish, Chazal said, was as if it's written mefurish in the Torah. Zeri Shava, as if it's written mefurish in the Torah. Kal v'chaymer is not as if it's mefurish in the Torah. That's why something that I know from a kal v'chaymer sometimes is a concept of tarich v'kasav l'kra. Exhales, just one ha'ara, as it relates to tyros in general. So just to end these intense daffin on a lighter note. So again, just one ha'ara as it relates to tyros in general. Over the years, on many, many occasions, we've spoken about the famous chiddush from the Ravid in his Hasagas HaRavid in the fifth perek of Hilchos Nazirus. The context over there is a kohen that's tamei tumas meis. Came in contact with a meis. Is he now allowed to again come in contact with a meis or not? So, Hilchus Kohanim 101, a kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a meis. What does contact mean? It means maga, it means masa, it even means oil. That's why kohen can't go into a beis hakfaris. If he's in a hospital, it could be a problem. He's not allowed to be in the same room, in the same building maybe, as a meis. There's a halacha called Tumas Meis, and a kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a meis. The question is, if a kohen is tamei already, is he allowed to again become tamei? Because you can argue, the kohen's not allowed to become tamei Tumas Meis. He's tamei Tumas Meis anyways. So if he's tamei Tumas Meis anyways, so maybe it shouldn't be a problem. The Ravid in Hilchos Nazirus has one line. It's completely out of context. But just one line of the Ravid. The kohanim b'zman hazeh. The Kayanim nowadays said the Ravid are all Tomei Tumas Meis, right? We're all Tomei Tumas Meis today. So said the Ravid, the Kayanim is Manazel Tomei Tumas Meis. V'oid ein aleim chiv tuma. And if that's the case, they have no chiv tuma. They have no chiv tuma. If a Kayan today would come in contact with a Meis, there's no chiv tuma. And if that's the case, v'ha mechayev. If somebody wants to be mechayev a Kayan and say, oh, a Kayan, you're a Kayan. You're not allowed to come in contact with a Meis. All of Lahavi Araya, this person needs to bring a raya because at the end of the day, Kayana Matame. It says the Ravid, if Kayana Matame, what could possibly be the issue with a Koyan Bimit? Now there's a major discussion in the Paiskim what exactly the Ravid meant. Because if you read the Ravid simply, it certainly sounds like the Ravid saying there's no issue for Koyan today to come in contact with a maze. He's Tomei Tumas Maze anyways. So if anyways Tomei Tumas Maze, what could possibly be the problem, right? He's anyway Tomei Tumas Meis. So that would certainly be the simple reading of the Ravid. And the truth is, the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Avos says that. He says that according to the Ravid, it would be okay for a kohen bizman hazeh to come in contact with a mace. And the Ravid said this halacha l'maisa, because the Ravid said that even though it's only a Ravid, but l'maisa there's a suffik, maybe we paskin like the Ravid. And if there's a suffik, then maybe we paskin like the Ravid. If you could be mitzarif this suffik with any other suffik, meaning a kohen finds himself in a suffik tumah situation bizman hazeh, you may be able to say svek sveka, and it may be okay for a kohen to be metama. This is what the Mishnah Melech says in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Avel. In the past, we've mentioned the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says that he remembers he was a young boy and he was traveling together with his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. And they went through the city of Prague. And they went to Prague. The Rebbe said, we have to go visit the Gadol Hadar. We have to go visit Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the Noida Behuda. So he said, Reb Nosson Adler went, he was a Bacher, and they went together to visit the Noida Behuda. And he said, when his Rebbe visited the Noida Behuda, they spoke in learning, obviously, and they were discussing this Ravid. And they were having a machloikas head understand the Ravid. The Noida Behuda understood the Ravid the way the Mishnah Melech understood the Ravid. That it's okay for a Koyim Bizman Azeh to be Metama. And based on that, it would come out that if you have a Sofik Tumah Bizman Azeh, Svek Sveka, you could be Soimich like the Mishnah Melech said, everything would be okay. Erev Nosson Adler said, I disagree. The Ravid never said that. Chalila v'chalila. He says, it can't be that that's what the Ravid meant. What do you mean? What did the Ravid say? So said Reb Nosson Adler, you have to be Medayik L'shoyne Azov Shal Ravid. The Ravid said, V'koyhane Bizman Azeh, Tmeye Meisei, V'oid, Ein Aleim Chiyuv Tumah. There's no chiyuv tumah. V'hamechayiv oisam olav l'havi eraya. Reb Nosson Adler told the Noida Behuda, the Ravid never said it's mutter for them to be metama. He said there's no chiyuv tumah. That means all the chiyuv and the karbonois, the misin, the malchus, all the things that were negeya, those chiyuvim you don't have as manazah. But that's all the Ravid was talking about. So Noida Behuda told Reb Nosson Adler, what, the Ravid means the chiyuvim? What? Which carbon was the Ravid trying to say you shouldn't bring bezmanazah? Don't bring the oil of a yoyred? That's what he meant to say? He said, which bezdin was he talking to shouldn't give malchus bezmanazah? The Ravid's talking about bezmanazah, the kayanim bezmanazah, there's no chiyuv. There's no chiv, because unfortunately, we don't pass into any knossos, there's no malchus, there's no karbonis, no. So obviously, so what else must I, but Reb Nosson Adler says, not what the Ravid meant. The man is at the end of the day, could be there's a chiluk between an avera that has a chiv, and an avera that doesn't have a chiv, in the world of kalakal. Bottom line is, Reb Nosson Adler, it's not what the Ravid said. And if it's not what the Ravid said, you can have a good kash on the Ravid. This was the machloikis between two ge'oinei oilam. Between the Noida Behuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, and between Reb Nosson Adler. And the Chassam Sofer said, Kadavina Talia, I was a young boy and I was stuck in between this Mechemta Shel Torah. He says, not just that, he says that after he left the Noida Behuda, the conversation continued. And he said, Ani hoya hamoylech v'hamevi. He says, I was the one that brought the brief and then I brought it back. And I was mamish the in-between. This is a young Chassam Sofer going between these two ge'oinei oilam. He said many, many years later, the Chassam Sofer writes, he saw that the Noida Behuda wrote Haggais on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. It's what we know as the Dagom Ravava. The Noida Behuda wrote Haggais on the side of Shulchan Aruch. And he saw in the Dagom Ravava, he writes, Amar Yecheskel. I don't have any of this in front of me right now. I forgot to bring it. But he says, Amar Yecheskel. He says, if you look in the, he said that he rethought his position on the Ravid and his Chayzah. He doesn't think the Ravid meant what he always thought it meant, he's Chayzah. And he said the Samachti did the Chassam Sofer. He was very happy because he knew why he was Chayzah. He said he was Chayzah because of his Rebbe of Nosson Adler. And he knew that he had a chelik in it. And he said he was very besimcha that he saw that the Noida Behuda came around and he was Chayzah. That the Ravid does not mean that you're allowed to be metama to a mace. It's a tshuva from a Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, a more contemporary shayla about Kayhana Bizman Azeh. And it seems that there was someone that wanted to be Mekel. And Ramosha writes that he was on, again, I don't know if any of the Marmakotas in front of me, but he said that it was during the summer, and really he didn't want to answer any shailas, but he felt that this is something that he has to answer, and shaloi kedarko, this is out of character for a Moshe, he wrote a very sharp tshuva that you can't be soimich on this Ravid. But either way, the heter to be soimich on this Ravid comes from the havamina of the Noida Behuda, before Reb Nosson Adler and the Chassam Sofer, before all this drama. But it's also Mefurish Mishnah Melech. Now this Mishnah Melech is again in Hilchas Avel, it's Perek Gimel. And the Mishnah Melech over there has a detailed discussion of the Shitas HaRavid. So Toich Dvarov, he asks the Kasha on the Ravid. His Kasha that he asks on the Ravid is, he says, there are many Gemaras in Shas where you find that the Amoraim, they used to be Mitzayin Ma'oros. They used to go around and find different plots, places where, you know, people were buried. You know, we take for granted, once upon a time, people were buried on the side of the road. Rachel Imenu, Mama Rachel. So one time, people were buried on the side of the road. And he said, did the Mishnah Melech, you find many Gemaras where Rish Lakish Mitzayim Marasa. I'll just mention one Gemara, a classic Gemara. And this is in the Masechtas Bava Basra, tucked away in Perik Cheskes Abatim. Right? Anything not Lomdish is tucked away in Perik Cheskes Abatim. And this is in Daf Nun Chesam Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbana, have a Kometzayim Marasa. Rabbana was once going around and he was looking for different ma'oris, different caves where he knew that people were buried, and he was being Mitzayim Ma'oris. Kimatol Marasa Davram, when he came to the Ma'or of Avram Avinu, he came to Marasa Machpelo, Ashkechel Eliezer Eved Avram. So he met Eliezer Eved Avram. What does this even mean? He met Eliezer Eved Avram? How do you meet Eliezer Eved Avram? So the Rashbam, it's not Rashi, it's the Rashbam asks the Kasha, and the Rashbam says, I'll tell you, Psha, it's based on a Braisa. In the Sechtes Derech Eretz Zuta, talk about tucked away, the end of the first parak, Tes Nichnesu B'chayim B'Gan Eden. There were 9 people that entered Gan Eden alive. Ve'eluhin, Chanoich Ben Yered, Ve'elio, Mashiach, Eliezer Eved Avram, Chiroi Melech Tzor, Eved Melech Hakushi, Ve'yavit Bnoi Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, U'basya Bas Paroi, Ve'serach Bas Osher. This is the one that we know, after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's the Gemara Masechtas Ksubas. But either way, to a Brice and Derech Eretzuta says the Rashbam, Eliezer ben Avram entered Gan Eden alive. That's why this Gemara was made possible. But either way, so Ashkechel Eliezer ben Avram, the Koy Kami Bavi, he was standing by the door. Amale, my Kov ben Avram. He said, what's Avram Avinu doing now? Amale say, he told him, Gani bekan for the Sarah. He's lying between the arms of Sarah. And she's looking at his head. Go tell him that Rabbana is standing at the front door, meaning I want to talk to Avram Avinu, or I want to walk in. Amalei Leil, he says, you don't have to wait for him to come out, you can go in. Aye, it's a shtickle, inappropriate. So he said, made the Yediyah, you know the Yates of Ayal Malekah, that there's no Yetzara in the next world. So there's no way you can interpret what you see in any like inappropriate way. And as a result, you have nothing to worry about. The Gemara says, Nafki Mot. He said, he went in, he looked to see where exactly Avram Avinu was buried. So he knew the exact dimensions. It's like he knew to be able to block off for the Kayana. Gemara says, Kimat al Maras Adamarishan. Adamarishan is also buried in Maras Machpela. So when he came to the Mar of Adamarishan, so he wanted to walk in again. Yatsas Abaskov Amra. Baskov came out and said, Nistakalto bedmust yukni. You saw dmust yukni, but bedyukni atzma altestako. You can't see more than this. This already, even when you're Euler Regal, maybe you can't see. But this is already, this is too much. So he said that, so the Abish told him, Habeina Litzune Marasa. But Rabbi Noah told him, he says, I'm trying to be Mitzayim the Maras. I have to know the dimension. I have to know what other Marishan is buried. So he told the Baskel said, Kemidas Achitzoina, Kach Midas Apnimis. Just like the Midas of that, it's the same exact Midas. Bottom line is, Rabbanah, this is just one of several Gemaras, was going and he was trying to be Mitzayim the Ma'aras. He was trying to figure out where all the Tzadikim were buried. Freik, the Mishnah Melech. He says, I don't understand. Rabbanah was an Amayra. So Rabbanah lived in quote unquote Zman Hazeh. So if he lived Bizman Hazeh, so what was the problem? Because Kayhanim? Like the right that Kehanim allowed to be matam anyways. So if Kehanim allowed to be matam, again, this is the Mishnah Melech l'shitasoi, who understood the right that shita as meaning that it's mutar l'katchila for a kohen to be matam b'zman hazeh. So freak the Mishnah Melech habam b'kasha. He says, how do you understand this mystical Gemara over here in Bava Basra and Ches Amar Aleph tucked away in Cheskes Abatim and all the other Gemaras where you find the Amiram that were being Mitzayim Ma'aris? Why were they being Mitzayim Ma'aris? L'chura, what was the issue? Koyhanim? By the way, there's another big shaila. This Gemara comes up in another halachic context. A kivrei tzaddik and matama. Right? There's tshuvas that were written by contemporary goyim. Rabbi Yosef has a whole arichas on this. Whether bezman hazeh, could a kohen go to the Maras HaMachpelah? That's the shaila. Could a kohen go to Maras HaMachpelah? It's a tshuva in yichavedas. It's a furish Gemara, right? It sounds like it would be a problem. But either this was the mission. This is the Mishnah Melech. Zok the Mishnah Melech. I think the kash is a tois. I think the kasha is a tois. And he says a very, very big chiddush. He says, because you're assuming that in the times of the Amoraim, everybody was Tomei Tumas Meis. And because everybody was Tomei Tumas Meis, so based on that, it's Koyhanim Bizman Hazeh. So what? Who cares where the people are buried at the end of the day? A Koyhanim Bizman Hazeh is Tomei anyways. So if he's Tomei anyways, because we're all Tomei Meis, so based on that, it shouldn't be problem. Zok the Mishnah Melech, it's not true. I have a Mefurish Araya that in the times of the Amoraim, they had the ability to be Metar from Tumas Meis. Now, why are we all Tumas Meis B'Zman Hazeh? Let's take a step backwards. Because in the beginning of Parashas Chukas, We read this twice a year in Parshas Chukas and in Parshas Parot, one of the four Parshas. The Torah says very, very clearly that if somebody comes in contact with a mace, the only way he can be tar is if you sprinkle on him the Efer of the Paraduma, the Mechatz. It's the only way you can become tar. So the way you become tar from Tumas Mace is through the Paraduma. We don't have a Paraduma Bizman Azeh. So as a result, we're all Tameh Mace. So the assumption is that everybody came in contact with a mace at some point. And being that everybody at some point came in contact with a mace, either through an oil or a Chalal Cherev, the Rishonim speak out, right? If somebody touched even a piece of metal that touched the mace, it's a misafik for sure. We're all considered Tameh Mace Bizman Azeh. And being that we're all considered Tameh Mace, so that's the whole premise of the Raivin. Kayana Bizman Azeh, Tameh Mace, based on that, says the Raivin. I think it would be okay for a person to come in contact with a mace. Zok the Mishlo Melech. In the times of the Amirah, I don't think everybody was Tomei Tomas Mace. You know why? Because I think they still had the Efer of the Par Aduma. And because they still had the Efer of the Par Aduma in the times of Amiram, they had an ability to be tar from Tomas Mace. Why would we assume with Tomei Tomas Mace? Because you have no ability to be tar. But they had the Par Aduma. So if they had the Par Aduma, they were tar. And he says it's a Mefurish Gemar. The Gemara Masechtes Nita Davav Amadeis. The Gemara over there says, "Omarula Chavraya, my Chaverim, Madkein Begalila." So what does it mean, Madkein Begalila? Zok Teilgarashi, Chaverim Shebegalil Mitarim Yenom LeNesachin V'Shamnom LeMenachis. They used to be Mitayer their Yayin for Nesachim and their Shemen for the Menachis. Shemi Yibane Beis Hamikdash B'Yemeyem, because they were hoping that maybe the Beis Hamikdash would be built, and they wanted to have Yayin and Shemen, right? They wanted to have a Pach Shemen so they should be able to do what they have to do. So they used to keep Yayin and they used to keep Shemen B'Tahira. So like this says the Mishlo Mel, what do you mean they used to keep the Yayin and the Shemen? They were all Tomei Tomas Meis. It's a chuk of a tlula. They couldn't keep it. It wasn't possible. Because if you tell me Tumas Meis, how are you keeping it b'tahayra? It's impossible. Zokta Mishlan Melech Muzay. It's klar. It's a mefurish gemara. That in the times of Ula, they still had Efer, the Par Aduma. Now Ula was one of the Amirim. So if Ula was one of the Amirim, you see mefurish that even in the times of the Amirim, this was something that they still had. The truth is that the Mishlan Melech himself says that even though it sounds like what I'm saying is a very big chiddush, but he says if you take a look at the Rosh, in the end of Simen Dalet and Perakal Abasar and Masech Teshulin, and he brings it from the Rash. He says Rishonim already said this, that in the times of the Amiram, they had the Efer of the Par Aduma. I'll tell you one Maramakim, one Chikav Maramakim as it relates to this, and that is the Sefer HaCharedim. So the Charedim is talking about Mitzvahs Hatluyis Ba'aretz. So he has a Hakdama to Mitzvahs Hatluyis Ba'aretz, and this is Ois Yodalet in his Hakdama. So he says as follows, he's talking about Truma Gedoyla. So we know, when it comes to being Mafresh Truma Gedoyla, how much Truma do you have to be Mafresh? There's no number. Meisters, 10%, this percent, right? There's no Chaimish, Chita Achas, Paiteres Esakri. Incidentally, he says that's why it's called Truma Gedoyla. It's very interesting. So why is it called Truma Gedoyla? Well, what's Pashim Shah? Why is Truma Gedoyla called Truma? Maisa is not Maisa Gedoyla. Truma Gedoyla is called Truma Gedoyla. So I think if you ask the man on the street, why is it called Truma Gedoyla? He'll tell you, oh, it's a very big deal. What do you mean? A Zohar that eats Truma is Chayim Misa. Right, Truma is the big one. Right, Maisa is anyone's allowed to eat Maisa. Maisa was given to the Levium. Truma is way more chomer than Maisa. In terms of halacha, it's not even close. So based on that, Truma would be the Truma Gedayla, as opposed to Maiser, which is Ketan. He says actually just the opposite. He says it's a Lashon Saginar. He says just like when you make Kiddush Shabbos day, it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. So why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? Because all you say is, you know, Shahakol Niyabidvara, or Yeshayim and Bari Priyagafim, but that's the whole Kiddush, right? You don't make a whole Arichos. That's what it is. That's the, says why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, simply because of the Lashon Saginar. He says the reason Truma Gedayla is called Truma Gedayla is because Chita Achas Paiteres Esakri. Because you can get away. You can be running this huge business and you take one Chita and you're done. That's why it's good. You make one Shakal Niyabidvar, you eat a whole Suda. That's the point. So all it is a Truma Gedayla, but Lashon Saginar. Interesting. It's Kedai just for that. But either way, it's a doctor. But Dr. Charedim stating that, there's still an Indian, that when you give Truma, Chazal said that there's the Midas Beinani and the Ayin Yaf and the Ayin Ra. At 1 in 40, 1 in 50, 1 in 60, there's different Shiurim that Chazal said a person should try to. So this is what he says. But that was only true. All these suggested amounts when it comes to being Mafres Truma, that was when Klal Yisrael lived b'Tahira. When was that? Shafilu b'mei ha'amayroi. Even in the times of the Amayroi, Hoyolam Efer Paro, Mizman Bayasheni. They had Efer Bar from the times of Bayasheni. But after the times of the Gemara, the Pasak Efer Bar, when they didn't have Efer Bar anymore, that's the Rash that the Mishmar quotes. Rabbeinu Asher, that's the Rash Mishmar quotes beside Mesach Teschala. Hagoyne Makmuad in Torah. For Amru Sheish Rishus Adam Lahafas Shum Gedoy Lekol Shuv Vechin Kosev Asmag VaRambam. Fascinating. So he says that even really Mikra Din Shum Achas But the Chita Achas But Daras Asakri. Chazal said you should give more. That's what we recommend that you give more than that. He says yeah, that's when you were eating a Betahira. But when you eat it's Betumah anyways, why would you just go ahead and make so much Shumah Tumah? It doesn't make any sense. So it doesn't for other Rabbi. Now you should go back to the Din Torah and it should be Chita Achas But Daras. But when was that? So he says in this man of Damayroim, then there was a lot. But as it relates to after this man of the Gemara, then it was a little. So maybe just to end with one machshav, we'll do a second part of this in Yetz Hashem in the next staff. And that is that from the Lashon of the Charedim, it sounds a little bit like that the cutoff was the Zman of the Gemara and after the Zman of the Gemara, right? The Mishlam Melech brought a raya from a Gemara needed the Avavam Beis that Damayram had the Efer of the Parah Aduma. What was the raya? The raya was from Ula. Ula was one of the earlier Amayram. When did it stop? Right? What was the cutoff point? At what point was there no more Efer Parah Aduma? Right? Really, we should have started this whole raid by as follows. When did the Yidden stop keeping Tyrus? Right? We're learning Rav Chinis Kayanim now. This is all theoretical, ben benoishal theoretical, right? Because we don't have Tyrus Bizman Azeh. This is the most obscure part of Tyre. Why? Because it's no shaykhis to our daily life. You have a shlishi l'tuma today, right? So as a result, the whole thing is theoretical. When did it stop? When did it stop? So I think if you think about it for a second, it probably stopped when there was no more Efer Parah Aduma. Because now we're all Tamei Meis anyway. So the whole conversation is a moot point. Okay, so when did that stop? So we have a Gemara that the Gemara says Ula. But what about after Ula? So I looked around a little bit. I found that Rav David Yoel Weiss in the Sefer Megillah, this Gemara, Ula Matkin Begalil, Ula said that my Chaverim in the Galil, they used to keep Shemen and Yayin, Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. It's a Gemara in two places. It's neither Davav, that's what we quoted. It's also a Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga, Dav Chofei Amar Aleph. Rav David Yoel Weiss wrote a Sefer Megillah Chadashin on Mesechtes Chagiga, Ayin Sham. And over there, he has a tremendous Arich that he asks this question. He says, so Ula, the Mishnah Melech, and it's really based on a rash and a rush, all said already in his times they still had the Efer Parah Aduma. But when did it end? When did it end? Right? What's the cutoff? See, he brings this Charedim, Mamish, this Diuk. He says, Aval Achaz Man HaGemara. It sounds like it was up until the times of the Gemara. But after the Gemara now. So I was thinking, if that's the case, maybe we could say one Kenech. We know that after the Chesimus HaTalmud, after Ravina Ravashi, after the times of when no one was allowed to argue, can't argue with the Gemara anymore. It's over. Right? Once the Rishonim, the Goyim, Rav Sadi going, the Rambam, nobody was allowed to argue with the Gemara. Right? That's the way it goes. Chesimus HaTalmud, it's over. There was a tremendous, tremendous Yerida. What was the source of the tremendous Yerida? Maybe it has something to do with the fact the Chida in the Sfarim brings that says this in his Sefer Midbar Kedemos, if you want to look it up, Marechas Aleph Ois Chavav, but this is something that's brought down in the Sifrei HaChida, and that is, quote, Aniba Aniyusi Pshitoli, it's Pasha to me, the Rabbeinu Arizatzal, Hoyenita Be'efer Parah Yidei Eliyozal, that Eliyahu Navi had access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma, V'oz Nacha Olav Ruach HaKodesh Lahafli, and that's where he was able to reach all his Madregas, and he had Ruach HaKodesh, and everything came to it. V'agam Kilo Yiroisi Kosov Remez Mizeh, even though I never saw a remez to this, V'loi Shamati, B'libi Oymerli Sha'aravzal Hoyemayla Madover, Helim Nimrat Zloroiv Anvesanusai. But he says that he believes that the Arizal had access to the Efer of the Parah Aduma, because there's certain Madregas that a person can't reach unless he has the Parah Aduma. Because just like Chet and Timtum get in the way of us being able to achieve our maximum potential as far as Avodas Hashem goes, Tumma does the same thing. V'zarakti aleichem mayim tahirim. Right, there's an idea that we ask Hashem for Tahira. Because at the end of the day, when we're Tommy, that's why Erevim Kippur, Erev Shani, you go to the mikveh. Because we're trying to get a little bit of a Tahira. Now, when we go to the mikveh, we're a shtickle type of a Sharetz B'yada, because we're still Tommy, right? So it's a whole Kiddush that we go to the mikveh. But the point is that a person, if he could get Tahar, B'Tahira, Legamri, of course his Avodah would be on a different level. So it could be another Knech in understanding Chasimas HaTalmud. Up until the times of the Gemara, they still had Efer of the Parah Aduma. If that's the case, they were able to be Tar. They were able to keep Yayin and Shemin B'Tahira to the level that Shemin Yibana Beis HaMikdash, they're going to have all the Yayin and the Shemin that they're going to need. But once there was no Gemara, achazman haGemara, l'shoyno yazov, shal sefer acharedim, achazman haGemara. So at that point already, they didn't have the efer of the paraduma. They didn't have the efer of the paraduma, so now they lost madregas. They lost madregas to the point, now already the Torah is on a different level. Torah is on a different level. After the Chasimus HaTalmud, at this point, it's not possible to argue anymore. And obviously, we're making one big hanocha in this Ha'ara. And that is that not only did they have the Efer of the Parah Aduma in the times of the Amiram and Eretz Yisrael, but they would have had it in Chutz La'aretz as well. The truth is, that's a whole separate discussion, and maybe we'll save that for part 2.